Blog
well,
Talk
hello,
Radio.
Folks. Well, hello, folks. What a night we've had already. This is Blanca greeting you tonight, and today is Wednesday, December 7th, and we hope all of you are doing very well. If you had the opportunity to see or hear Dave's newsletter, you saw that he took a couple of days off as a break. He has had a few busy weeks with workshops and travel and meetings, and he had a nice visit to the beach, so he took a nice break. And Dave is back in Sedona, but unfortunately, he's come down with flu-like symptoms. He did not sound very well tonight, so he's asked me to announce that he will not be doing his show tonight. So many apologies, but if you heard him, you'd agree that what he needed is a very good rest, which he said he was going to do. He's going to rest tonight. And let's all hope that he feels much better tomorrow after getting some rest. Now, Dave did mention, as you saw in the newsletter, you heard it, that there's still positive momentum in the exchange process. And he also mentioned in the newsletter about HSBC taking control and over from Wells Fargo in terms of the currency exchange situation. And HSBC is taking over Wells Fargo, I believe he said about 60% ownership control of Wells Fargo. And so that means Wells Fargo will be a subsidiary of HSBC. Dave underlined and wanted me to share that this does not affect us at the retail level. He did mention it would add 1 to 2 weeks in the exchange process, this whole restructuring with HSBC taking over ownership in terms of majority share, well, more than that. And he said that he was getting questions already. What does that mean for those who have Wells Fargo accounts? And he said, pretty much keep your Wells Fargo accounts and really, we can use whatever account we want to designate for the process. So anyway, that's it, folks. So we will not have a show. Dave, our beloved host, is going to be getting a good rest. We thank you always for tuning in and listening and participating. And so we really do appreciate that. And we hope you have a good rest of the week. And, of course, let us all remember to always keep our awareness clear and open and our minds peaceful, nice peaceful state, and our hearts full of love and appreciation. And together we can welcome and experience an amazing reality. I've met many of you, talked with you on the phone, and boy, our energy is unbeatable if we focus it towards a particular mission, towards a particular reality that we want to see come forth. So have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll see how Dave does in the days to come. Hopefully he'll feel better soon. Thanks again for joining us, and good night.